Welcome to the Works Podcast, brought to you by RoofWorks. Thanks so much for being here with us today. I'm Jason Kong, and usually I start off most programs by saying we have a packed studio, but Holly, this is the most packed a studio has ever been, and it's going to get even more crowded later on. We've got a really fun show planned today. We're going to be talking about the 18th year anniversary of RoofWorks, and Holly, I hope I get everyone's name right in here, but we've got Carrie, we've got Gary, we've got Roberto, we've got Alvaro. Did I get everyone? Holly?
You did.
All right. There we go. Awesome. And we'll get to the titles and they can introduce themselves as well. But I know you're really excited about this because you've got, for all intents and purposes, some lifers with RoofWorks. And we're going to hear, some stories of what it's just been like on this journey with the company.
Oh, yeah. And this is our core group. So that's why I wanted to get these guys in here just to celebrate this awesome success story, and then also really just talk about how big of an impact each one of them have had as far as the growth goes. And just a big thanks to Will and Derwin for believing in us and supporting us through all these years. This is just a really, really special one.
Well, we're really going to grill these guys in a minute, but we got to start with you, Holly. How did your journey with RoofWorks begin?
Why don't you start with me? Oh, geez. Well, I came in with those guys, and there was just a couple of us, and told them that I could get in there, get in the office, start answering the phones, and do all of the inside work while those guys were out there pounding the pavement trying to grow the company. And I came in, and then Gary and Carrie came in right behind me, and then Alvaro and Roberto came. So we've all really been in this together for several years.
All right. Excellent. Well, you've seen some changes, and so let's bring in Gary and Carrie. So, gentlemen, let's talk about your journey. Gary, we can start with you. How did you come to RoofWorks?
Started in the repair department. I was hired in to do in-house repairs. Me and Carrie were the first in-house repair guys. All that work was subbed out, so it was a big step for them to have their own in-house repair guys. So we were brought in to do that, and I've been there ever since, and just worked my way up from being on the roof doing repairs to estimating repairs, and then working in the part of the office in the repair department. And now I've made it up to measuring all multifamily jobs and head of the multifamily re-roof department.
Excellent.
Been
excellent.
A long journey.
Carrie, how did your journey start? What are some of the cool changes that you've seen in your time with RoofWorks?
Mine and Gary's about the same. We both came in. We interviewed at the same time with Will and Derwin, got brought in at the same time. So we started out in the field, like you said. The cool changes is now I've moved up to head of operations, but the cool things that I've seen is the different field guys that has came, that has stayed. Alvaro, Roberto came in. Watch them grow, watch them move into their positions that there are now, and just all the rest of the guys that has came through the company. It's been really cool to see that growth happen.
Very nice, very nice. And Alvaro, we'll move to you. How did you get started with the company, and what are some of the things that you've seen on your journey?
Well, I started, you'll get to talk to him here in a minute, but Roberto is the reason why I came in here. We worked together for about 10 years, I would say. We kept in touch. He actually started with the RoofWorks before me, but kept in touch, and then the opportunity opened up for me to come in. And when I came in, obviously in the field, Carrie and Gary were still in the field. I guess you could say we came in and tagged us in. It was our turn to be on the field, and then they moved up to management. But yeah, it's been great since day one. When I interviewed with Holly, Carrie, Derwin, and from day one, it's been the best company I've worked for. So
now he's moved up, so now he is actually in charge of all of our steep slope crews.
That has to be something cool for you to see, Holly, because you've seen just not only the growth of the company, but the growth of everyone around you, including yourself, to see just how you guys are kind of growing in unison with the company. That's got to be a very cool experience.
Oh, yeah. It's the most gratifying thing to be able to pull everyone up that is, worked so hard and worked their way up the chain. And for me, it's like the just having in-house crews, because I was the one running the schedule. I remember when Gary and Carrie came, I was so excited because I was like, oh, my gosh, this is the start to something amazing. And then from that point, just wanted to get more people recruited in so that we could have in-house crews and just really build a service and maintenance department that this turned out to be incredible.
All right, I need to get to you, Roberto. So you start with RoofWorks and you bring in Alvaro. How did you know that, you know, you got to be kind of careful when you recommend a friend for a gig, because if it doesn't work out so well or something goes wrong, then you're on the hook. So how did you know that this was the spot for you and that you knew Alvaro would also thrive with you at RoofWorks?
Well, I started with this guy that I guess knows Darwin really well. He's Kurt, and he told me that the company was looking for workers and stuff. So I came in and interviewed with Holly and Darwin and stuff, and it just started there. And then I showed him what I had, and after a few months, well, I guess a year later, that's when I got in touch with Albert, and I told him that the company was good, good hours. They give you good benefits like truck and all that stuff that you need that other companies don't offer and stuff like that. Like good opportunities to like keep on learning and growing stuff. So he just started, and then he started bringing in people in, and it just started growing and growing and so on and so forth. And it's been good. So they treat us real good. So I can't.
Yeah, that's great. That's so cool to hear that it's been such a positive experience for everyone. Gary, I'm going to pivot back to you. And do you have like a favorite story or something?
There's so many stories I don't even
have. One that's safe for the podcast. Anything that comes to mind, or a bond with someone that you've worked with that is meaningful to you? You know, I'll give you the floor here.
I mean, everybody that's come through there has been good people. You know, you'll have a guy coming in here very soon, John Sawyer. He's one of the good ones that come through there, and you know, is friends for life most of the time with some of those guys. So there's just a lot of funny stories and just a lot of memories. That's for sure.
That's great. Carrie, anything that comes to mind for you, a favorite moment or some person in particular with the company that has impacted you?
Well, yeah. One of the stories is, you know, me and Gary come from similar backgrounds before, different roofing companies. One of the first couple of years we was here, the companies that we worked for never did, like, Christmas parties and stuff like that. And one of our first years here, Will Hayes, one of the owners, pulled out a grill, cooked, what was it, hamburgers and hot dogs, and we all just got together, and I thought that was, you know, pretty cool, because none of the rest of the companies really did stuff like that. And now what they do for Christmas is just, it's mind-blowing. I mean, not only do they do stuff for all of us, but all of our kids, they do stuff for them. It's a big party, and it's just, it's mind-blowing to see where we started at with that grill, Will Hayes with some hamburgers, to this past Christmas, to all the families that was there. So
Santa Claus
was there. So it's pretty cool to see that.
Sounds like I need to hit the RoofWorks Christmas party. It sounds wonderful. Roberto, Alvaro, anything that comes to mind for you guys of a favorite moment or, again, you know, something meaningful that's happened to you?
Well, just, I guess, adding to what Carrie was talking about, the party, a lot of the field guys have – you know, Mexican, Hispanic heritage. So we had Mexican food. Can't remember if it was last year or the year before, piñata. So just integrating everybody's culture, it's pretty awesome. I think it's involving everybody's opinion. It's just great. It's not like they just do a party just to do it. So, and then also, I guess, I have family in the company, so I brought it to us. So I have my nephew, my brother, and my wife is still there, so save the best for last. So I think it's just, like I said, it's great. Treat us like family, and in a way, it's, you know, my family. It's all around. So yeah,
very cool. Roberto, how about you?
Well, I guess there's a lot of stories to tell. It's just like anytime you go to the office, like most of the people are like in a good mood and stuff. Like even like the main guy, Derwin. He's always going to pull you aside to tell you a joke and stuff like that. He puts you in a good mood. And it's just like, it's not just all work. I like how the fact that it's like you can joke around and have fun and stuff like that, and still like keep business going, keep you in a good mood and stuff like that. So,
well, that's great. I really appreciate you guys sharing those stories.
I just want to say, like, these guys are like my brothers from another mother. Is what I always say. It really is so much of a family culture. It's hard to explain that to people that come in when you're hiring them, but once they get in and see what it's really like, I mean, it's a pretty special thing. We do have a good time. We've got tons and tons of funny stories throughout the years. I mean, people have come and gone, and it's just, for me, it's incredible to see the growth in everyone and how everyone's just bought in, because this takes a tremendous amount of team effort to make this thing happen. It could never have just been one or two of us. It has to be all of us, and everyone's bought in.
I just want to add one thing. Holly and Alva are talking about family in the company. I worked for my family before I come here. But with Will and Derwin, I think everybody here has went to them for advice, for guidance, for whatever we needed, and them two has never, you know, tried to walk away from it. They've helped us out, each and every one of us, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, when you have leadership that listens and that cares, it really does make a big difference, not just for the employees, but for the customers as well. So that's why RoofWorks is so unique, and why we're so cool. We're so pleased to be doing this show today, celebrating the 18th year anniversary. We're going to play a little bit of musical chairs and bring in another set of guys here. We're talking with the OGs and the lifers at RoofWorks, and we're going to continue our conversation in just a bit. Stick around. All right, we're back at it here on the Works Podcast. Jason Kong with a new cast and crew here in the studio, other than Holly Bowers, of course. She is the one constant on this program. But now in the studio, we have Derwin, Will, and John with us, and we're continuing to discuss the 18th year anniversary of RoofWorks. And Holly, you know, it was really fun talking to Carrie, Gary, Alvaro, and Roberto, and hearing their side of things. And now we get to hear a different side.
Yeah, you got the official OGs right here. So these are the ones that planted seeds, and now we are where we are.
Well, Will, let's start with you. We'll put you on the chopping block first. Let's talk about how your time with RoofWorks started and what it's been like on this 18-year journey.
Sure. Yeah, Derwin and I started this back in 2006. We met at our former job working with a different company, and it was a family business, and there were a lot more family members coming down the pipeline that we weren't aware of, and so we decided to set out on our own.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, I would have to imagine that it's just been smooth sailing since that first day. There were never any issues. That you guys just kind of sat around and watched all the customers come in, right?
Is that absolutely how it went? Absolutely. 2006 was probably not the best time to start a company, with the real estate market taking a dive in 2008. So we had a lot of struggles, but we've made the best of it, and I think it made us stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. And Derwin, I want to bring you in here, because the guys before were talking about just the bond that has been created with the leadership team at RoofWorks, and how it's sort of become this family atmosphere. How did you guys help foster that and create that? Because it seemed evident from everyone.
Well, we're very grateful to our employees, and I hope that we recognize what they bring to the company, and I think that's creating the family bond. Will and I both, in starting RoofWorks, saw the need in this community, and it's really not a community now, it's a very large city, but we saw the need for a roofing company that needed to identify with the consumer, you know, bring that to the consumer, and also bring it from a company standpoint. You know, we were working at a very, very large company, and sometimes that was missed within the company environment, and we wanted to have that kind of company that we knew everybody, and we identified with what was going on with their family and their life, and that's important to us. Both of us value family. We want them to give us a great work environment and work hard at what they do, but also enjoy their time off, enjoy their family, and we want to provide that for them. And if we can do that and we're successful at that, then we think that they're going to be very happy at RoofWorks.
Yeah, well, that connection works its way to the customers as well. John, let's get your origin story here. Let's talk about your start with RoofWorks and what you've seen over the last 18 years.
I guess the first employee they hired. Me and Dermot's got a long history together. We grew up together. We went to high school together, went to college together. My best friend for life. So it's when they asked me to come aboard, I remember selling my first, I didn't know anything about roofing at all. And I remember, I can drive you to the house today, the first house I sold. It's off Wake Forest Road. I could drive it to you today. I don't think that person still lives there any longer. But I mean, I was jumping up and down selling when I sold that job, and it was very satisfying and very so I feel very grateful to Will and Derwin, because they took something that was an idea, and now we're 18 years in, and it started from them two, then me, then it started growing with Gary and Carrie, then they brought Holly on board, and oh my gosh, then things just exploded, because I'd never seen a work ethic on one person than Holly Bauer. So it's been a great ride.
Yeah, and you've had a front seat view for the whole ride there. And it's, to me, the story is pretty incredible. And What are some of the changes that you've seen along the way, or some of the meaningful moments for you? I mean, you went through that first sale. That's got to be pretty cool. But, you know, so often businesses come and go. What made this different?
Well, I really think everybody that works at RoofWorks take great pride in everything that they do. I know Will and I know Derwin take great pride when they started RoofWorks. And everybody that they've hired, you know, people are going to come and go in any business. But the core group at RoofWorks take great pride in everything they do. And that trickles down, and people recognize that. Homeowners recognize when someone is genuine and care about their home. And when you are genuine about it, and people can read people, and when they see that in you, that recognition that homeowner knows about you is then they're going to tell somebody, and that other person tells somebody else. And when you start getting a good reputation, that's how your business grows, and that's how Derwin and Will started their company, and that's how it's ran today, because they're true to their core and true to their values.
Absolutely. Will, I want to bring you back in. Is there a moment or anything you look back on? It doesn't have to be one specific thing, but are there things that you look back on that you're most proud of, or that are just very memorable for you over this run?
I think for us, it'd probably be 2018 when we were able to purchase and renovate our current office building, which gave everybody a little space and allows us to put on events and things that, you know, have fun with the employees. They can play basketball or soccer outside, and it just makes for a great environment.
Derwin, how about you? Any moments or memories that stick out for you?
Overall, I think just the growth of the company and seeing new faces, old faces that have been there a while, and even John mentioned something. I would be remiss to not mention our original first employee was Ricky Sanchez. He actually came with Will and I to start RoofWorks. We hired him first. And the only reason he didn't stay with the company was some family issues. And we still stay in touch with Ricky. And that's sort of part of what we wanted to build with our company. And it's people that even if they're not with our company, Holly and I talk about it a lot. They stay in touch with us. And I think that's the biggest thing that I take from it, is even if they decided to go somewhere else, do something else in their life, I hope that Will and I, Holly, John, everybody that works there makes a good impression and does something to help them along their journey. And I know that sounds maybe hokey, but it is what we're about. You know, because we do want to make money. We're not in it for charity. We're in it to make money. But we are in it to help people. And there's a little bit of gratification in that, and maybe a lot of gratification in that.
And I can elaborate on the help part, because these two help a lot of people, a lot more than people realize. So when he's saying that, he really truly means it from his heart. I think a lot of times they give a whole lot more than they take. And some of the dreams that we've had aspired throughout the years of, the first big one was getting Derwin's kids to college, which they're both in college now, and having a facility with a showroom. We wanted a gutter division with all the equipment, and then a sheet metal shop. And it's like all these things are coming into fruition, and it's just been amazing. And not only throughout all this, we've been able to incorporate health insurance packages and 401k, which were two huge things that we wanted to do to give back to our team. So they're probably two of the biggest, most giving people I've ever met in my entire life.
Derwin, it's been fun celebrating this 18-year anniversary. What are we going to be discussing 18 years from now? What are the goals and visions that you have for RoofWorks going forward?
Well, as a team, we've accomplished a lot, and we're very thankful for where we are now as a company. And RoofWorks is looking to expand into other markets. We've sort of planted some seeds in some markets. We're now currently expanding into Pinehurst, into that market. We're looking to go into other markets as we speak. And that's sort of what the plan is. We don't do things quickly. That's sort of our MO. We're not the type of company that jumps and just says, let's try this and see how it goes. We like to do it slowly and plan methodically, maybe. Sometimes that's frustrating to other people in the company, but we want to do things that make sense. And our biggest thing is to provide opportunities for our employees. And if that works and it's going to make our employees have better opportunities, you know, Holly touched on health insurance. She touched on 401k. We want to be able to do other things that add value for the employee. And in adding value to an employee, you say, well, yeah, that also adds value to us as owners. Because if the employees are benefiting and we can add more benefit package to what they get, then it's going to help us. I mean, it's just more of a healthy company. And that we want to do things to add to what they already have. And we feel good about those things that we currently offer, but we want to do more. And so if we can do some sort of neat things that maybe aren't even being talked about or definitely aren't done in our industry, then that's going to be our next target, our next goal.
Well, for everyone listening, if they don't come to you for some roof work, they're probably going to send you a job application after hearing just how much you guys care and all that you do for your employees. It's been really impressive. That's going to do it for this episode. We're hoping to see you again when we celebrate another big milestone anniversary here for RoofWorks. So on behalf of Derwin, Will, John, and Holly, I'm Jason. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Works Podcast, brought to you by RoofWorks.